Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider Podcast every single Thursday. We talk about, well, what's going on in the world of the pros out there. Maybe you're a contractor, maybe you're in business-to-business sales, maybe you're an interior designer or a kitchen designer. This show is for you. Well, I had almost a kind of a different subject plan for today, but I had this encounter last night that changed my thought process on this, and I thought, you know, what not a great subject for the Pro Insider. So I was on a Facebook group last night. This is one that, we'll talk a little bit more about this subject on Saturday in the last segment of the show. I've got some room to fit it in, but I really wanted to talk inside today of the Pro Insider Podcast about this one. So I kind of had it out with a contractor on this home improvement group, not our Around the House Nation. This is another one that I'm a part of, and I'm a part of a bunch of them out there. And this guy had decided for his, as a contractor, I guess he has a contracting license from what he says. Don't know enough about his business to have been able to look at that. Well, his client asked him to build a basement shower. And what he did was, is he built it out of corrugated sheet metal like you'd see on the side of a commercial building. You know, not the... Not the pole barn stuff, but kind of just the squiggly, wavy, galvanized, bright galvanized metal. And at first you go, oh, that's kind of cool. But then you think about it and go, this guy didn't think this through. So the first mistake is he put up general regular hardy backer board, didn't tape and glue the seams, and didn't waterproof it. He thought... The just regular hardy backer was 100% waterproof and didn't have to tape his seams. Didn't have to take any additional vapor barrier waterproofing. And he thought that when he put the sheet metal up and used the exterior roof screws that had the little washer that he was going to be good to go. Well, the first mistake was he didn't use the waterproof stuff that Hardy Backer makes. He just used the regular 500 that's not. Second of all, if he would have used it, it wouldn't have worked anyway because he didn't tape and seal the seams and all of his fasteners. And third, every single one of those screws that go through the squiggly metal penetrate that vapor barrier. So where am I getting at that? You're like, it's got a rubber washer. It'll be fine. Problem is that's cold metal. And when you get into a shower in a closed room, that cold metal is going to have some condensation behind it. It's going to get trapped between that corrugated metal and the back hardy backer. And those screws are little passageways. And you put plenty of them in there. Wasn't going to go anywhere. That corrugated screws to the corrugated metal were going to go back through and just direct that back into the stud. So Of course, this system was going to leak. And I kindly brought it up, and of course, that didn't go over well. Super defensive, said he knows what he's doing, spouted off the materials he used, that he installed it correctly. I had to show him that he didn't, and it didn't go well. And the defense was, well, this is what my client asked me to do. And this is for all the contractors and designers and everybody out there. I'm sorry, the client is not always right. And in this situation, when you, in many states, as a contractor, have to provide a warranty on your work, it doesn't matter that the homeowner said, I want you to do it this way. If you still do it and someone gets hurt or someone ends up getting mold in there, you are still responsible for the work performed. Now, I'm not an attorney. You could turn around in theory and do disclaimers and all this other stuff and have them sign it. But I don't care. You could still get your ass dragged in court. So there's times like this that you should respectfully train your client. Say, hey, here's how this isn't going to work. Now, there's 100 reasons why this was going to look cool and 100 reasons why this was going to fail and or look bad in a year. Of course it's going to fail. It's going to be a moldy mess behind there. There's ways that it could have been done, but none of those steps were taken to do that. You probably would have had to use some kind of adhesive to glue that up to the wall. You would have wanted to probably use some kind of foam backing in behind it to make sure that's set in there and you didn't have the condensation in behind it. There's a lot of things that could have gone better, but none of those steps were taken. But my point is, when you're dealing with clients in their homes and you're the responsible party, I've seen designers do this as well. Oh, well, that's against safety regulations, but they asked me to do it and they wanted to do it. There's a time, as a professional, you have to say no and say, but here's another way of going about it. If you want to do it, here's the way that you can do it to make it last. Here's the way that it's going to look beautiful. Here's the way that's going to give a project where, quite frankly, you're not going to get sued. I mean, this guy, well, that's how they did it, wanted me to do it, and I'm sorry. Your liability on that project, because we know it's going to leak, and at what point maybe somebody goes after him. Nonetheless, they're going to have an unhealthy situation down there. Nobody wants that. So just give a thought when you're working with your clients and when they're pushing you outside of your comfort level into an area that maybe you're pushing material where it's not going to last. You're pushing a project outside of safety guidelines. Maybe you're putting through something that's going to get thrown away in a year and you go, this isn't going to work. I think personally, you need to do more than just write it down and put it in the contract. Well, no warranty, this isn't going to last. I think it's up to you as a professional to come up with a better solution that's going to work better, that's going to give the durability and make it last. So, yeah, the homeowner's not always right. And right now, this guy here is probably taking on liability that he didn't even think he had. So give some thought into that as you go throughout your day, throughout your work week. And, you know, maybe you need to push back a little bit harder. Maybe you already do. Maybe you've got this. Maybe you've burned. Hey, if you've had this experience, feel free to make a comment on social media on our post or make sure you hit it up on the reviews of the podcast. But make sure that, you know, if you've got a story, I'd love to hear it. Because these things always happen. And I mean, I've had it before. I've gotten burned by this down the road. And I've walked away from projects too, where I'm like, nope, not going to do it. That's dangerous. Not going to happen. Not going to burn your house down. Not going to do something that's going to put someone in danger. So, all right, everybody. Well, happy April 1st. And no April Fool's Days from around the house today. You know, my belief with April Fool's Day is where unfunny people try to do funny things. That's just kind of how today goes. So be careful out there. It is our 33rd birthday here at Around the House with Eric G. Around the House, 33 years old today. Pretty cool. We are growing and keeping moving, so feel free to share this podcast with anybody out there, and I really appreciate it. Coming up on Saturday, we've got a fun show ahead. If you're thinking about doing any door projects out there, ladies and gentlemen, we have got Simpson Door Company coming up here on Saturday. We're going to be talking about interior, exterior doors, which is hot right now, especially with people trying to keep rooms quiet for those Zoom meetings and things like that. And then we're going to dive into the housing economy a little bit about should you be buying that flip house? Should you be doing all those things right now? What does it look like in your area? We'll be talking about that and oh so much more. So everybody have a great Thursday out there. Happy April Fool's Day. Be careful. Make sure you tune into Around the House this weekend on the radio show or podcast. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.